wanna be the best in the game. Invest in my name. Check no restraints. I'm obsessed with the pain. I ingest, I retain. Assess and I change. Possessed by the thought I'll be free one day from society's restraints. Money, clout, and fame. A disease, a plague. We all love to hate. Have to play the game. Have to make a name. All our insecurities are on display.
This is war with the enemy. Think that it was meant to be.
Hello and welcome, listeners, to another episode of Tactical Awareness. It's season 2, episode 13. We're back with more colder than carbonite prep. My name is Ash, and I'm joined by my fellow hosts Owen and Dan for more discussion of Infinity's game N4 and our prep for the national tournament that we have every year. It's our satellite event called Colder Than Carbonite in Edmonton, Alberta. I'll be flying out west to join Owen and Dan on a long drive up north, where we will face off against up to 50 other players to try and take home an invite to Interplanetario, the World Championships of Infinity. And see how that goes. So we've been prepping, playing games. Let's catch up with Owen. Dan may be joining us and get this going.
Lazy Dan days. There's no reason not to.
No reason not
even
to.
Even though he's back in the country. Just
nothing will change anyway.
That's true. Just go on without him. he showed us his army list, so we know what he's taking now anyway.
Yeah. We should probably not tell everyone what he's taking, though.
Because it's going up immediately. Immediately. So we won't talk too much about it.
Everyone, don't worry, I'll also post copies of it.
That's right. Yeah, here we go. Here's his army code. Also,
you can always just reference it if you need to. Hollow Echo, who cares?
Yeah. Well, hey everybody, welcome to the Tactical Awareness. We are back with part 2 of our Colder Than Carbonite prep. And in a crazy twist of fate, especially if you're a patron and you've already watched some of them, Owen and I got to actually play some games together to get ready for Carbonite. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk a little bit about our experience with the mission so far, preparing for the satellite tournament, take some questions from the mailbag, and generally just catch up on what's been going on, because we are like ten days from Colder Than Carbonite
next weekend. Yeah,
I'm so pumped. I'm excited. I'm very excited.
I sure am going to have to sign up soon.
You should. There's only 23 people signed up, so there's lots of room right now. So as you get ready to pay for your ticket, you should be fine. Although there could be like mystery people that aren't, like, no one's confirmed. Everyone's just subscribed. So I don't know if they've actually gone through and like looked at who's paid. I got my PayPal receipt though, so I know I have.
Hey, I'm bringing a table, so it'll be fine.
You bring a table that they don't know about, which is very funny.
So all that matters is if you bring a table. If you show up with a table, you get to play. That's how it works.
That's right. I mean, that's fair. They'll make a spot for you because you brought your own spot.
Exactly.
Yeah. I see that. I see your logic. I completely understand the logic. It's fine. So that necessitates a 3,000 kilometer trip for me. Although you made a 2,000 mile trip to come play some games with me, so that balances out. So before we get started on the mailbag, what'd you do for Infinity this week besides noodle endlessly on lists?
Endlessly.
That's how I am. I know you're in full teching mode right now. You are doing all your tinkering.
I should send you the screen cap of the lists that I have. So there's like Carbonite day 1, Carbonite day 2, and then like 15 iterations of each of them.
That is exactly my save to the cloud Infinity Army file right now. There's like, I have to try to remember which one the most recent one is.
Oh, that's like mine. I straight up use version codes. So you get like 1.1, 1.2, and then
loser.
If you change a lieutenant, you switch to 2, and it's like
mine have gotten shaken out though. It's funny because we definitely, I'm really glad we got to play those 5 games, because I think it really helped me get my head around the changes to the, like, the modifications to the scenarios, and I don't think I would have run as competent a list for sure without having played those games back to back to back. And then my last week I'll talk about when it gets to me, but it was definitely worth doing it, and I just did it again on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. All right, what are we talking about first then?
Well, why don't you just talk about have you like nailed down faction? Have you played practice games? Like, what have you been up to?
I think I've nailed down faction. I think I'm gonna play Vanilla Pano.
I'm so excited about that.
And I like, it's, there's only the other faction that continues to like creep in is Ramah Task Force.
Which is so weird to me, because I thought you were going to do QK. The last time we talked, it was QK was on your brain. It's so weird that you'd flip to Ramah, because they're so not the way you play hack.
The challenge I had with QK is I cannot make a day two list that isn't bad. And the issue is they don't have anyone really to do panic room.
There's no good headquarter unit.
There are no headquarters units.
Oh,
so
not
you
at
have
all,
to use
right?
Characters. Now I know, I think NCO also works, which
yeah,
opens
chain
up
of command.
The door.
I don't think you have a chain of command though, do you? But like you could throw like a Wild Bill.
No, your other backups are the Kawari.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Kawari are. Yeah.
Because they are both of those skills. And mm-hmm. then you have what's his name? I'm looking at the wrong faction.
Scarface? Because you can send Scarface in. Scarface.
Sorry, my brain just melted. I was talking about Rama while looking at QK. QK has no headquarters, and you have to use characters, which
yeah.
means you get nobody. Yeah, you get Scarface,
Leela,
Arslan,
Romani,
Leela.
Fiddler.
And all of these guys are like either a tag and not a good one at that, or a bunch of one wounds. Maybe a one wound with a no wounding cap, but that's it. And they have to try and hold that room. And this is coming off of a exclusion zone. And like you'd go, oh, well, that's okay because you have Yuan Yuans and drop troops, right? But then panic room nerfs them because you have to take that fizz minus three no matter what, which Yuan Yuans, that means it's the same as their normal combat jump, but they don't get the auto pass and you can't use parachutist. And so it's like, oh, that's not great. So yeah, that's kind of my problem. I don't know what you can do. And if you had a single chain of command, like I'm surprised a Hafsa doesn't have chain of command. But yeah, day one, QK, perfectly fine.
Day
Last
two,
launch,
like
maybe your only shot is doing the Camille run.
Right.
Because you won't be able to do anything else. You don't have the like... You get a bit of mobility because you have a lot of links, which is nice. So
I don't know. I think the turrets kind of change up the conventional thinking on last launch a bit.
The turrets
like,
are
being
the...
able to throw the turrets in the room really changes up that conventional thinking about how that works.
Right. And but the thing is like you need the tools to make benefit of those turrets. Like you either need smoke or you need marker states, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like that's how you can, or you have to fight them, and you don't want to have to fight them because you're wasting orders doing.
No, you want them to defend you. Like you want to put them in there and then capitalize on them and be in a marker state. Like that's the great thing is that you do it in such a way that you can't be touched. Right. Like, and that they have to fight. They just have to waste orders and fight their way through.
And because QK doesn't have anything that can really do panic room and sort of last launch, panic room is the hard one that they kind of sit out for me. But task force was on the list because they can go double Magariba guard and do perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
They have a bit of an issue with the characters and headquarters troops thing again, but they have Taric.
Yeah.
And Taric is a guy who can get in the room and just survive.
Yeah. That's my re-rate for my day two list is that I have a Harris that has two Asawiras in it. And their job is to go room. There's the Asawira Spitfire, and then there's the Asawira boarding shotgun doctor. And then a Lasik with a viral marksman rifle. And that trio's job is just to go get in the room under cover of smoke and then be like, go for it. We're all headquarters troops. Like, fight us forever.
Yeah. Plan was Taric, Lieutenant Taric, go big, Lieutenant plus one order guy so that he can do it himself and then double Maggie. But I'm probably not playing that. It's feeling. Because I couldn't make a day one list. Because it's like, all right, we've got something I like here. And then it's like, well, what do you do day one?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I stole your assassins from you. So now you don't have everything. Yeah. You can't do everything. These guys just kind of do everything. But yeah, no, that was my like redraw. The one thing I noticed, it's funny looking at Dan's list. Now I won't spoil what his list is like, but seeing him have 20 orders. I was like, oh my God, I've only got 15 in like any of these lists. But then I realized I think the reason he has 20 orders is that he's linked his one of his combat groups and it gets rid of their impetuous. So I think he has 20 orders, but it's not actually 20 orders because he's not using five of them most times.
Or are you talking about the, I think they're regular all the time.
No, they're impetuous unless you link them. They are regular too. They're not irregular, but they're impetuous.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So five of that order in the order counts never getting used. The five impetuous orders don't count towards it really, unless you start using them.
Yeah.
So then I could also have my Asawiras, because we found the one unanswerable question this week, which I thought was cool. I get a Asawiras frenzy and then go do that. We'll get to the unanswerable question though in a minute.
Well, that's cool. The other unanswerable one that came up when I was with you about what happens to the button and a remote pilot.
Oh yeah, that was so weird.
I brought that. I should post that one actually.
You should post that one actually. One, yeah. To explain it for the people listening.
So essentially, pilot remote presence is different than a regular pilot, and the primary difference is that if you've left your tag and your remote presence pilot goes unconscious, you can spend an order on the now inert tag to do a reset. If no one contests it, if there's no other rolls, you automatically pass. Upon passing, whether someone opposed it or you automatically did, you remove the remote pilot from the board and your tag is now operational again.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can basically recall the little dead drone as long as it's still on the board.
And it does require it to be on the board. Doesn't matter its state. It can be isolated, immobilized, or null, which is to say unconscious. Doesn't matter. It can just jump back in. But the question is, one, can you launch another one? Like, can I then disembark again? And is it the same one in the same state, or is it back to normal? Two, if it has an item, whether it's a supply box or anything else, what happens to that? Does it get left where he went off the board?
So,
or does it go to the tag?
Yeah, it doesn't say it's mounting and dismounting. So it doesn't say it remounts. So my interpretation, I think, was that you don't get anything back because it basically evaporates. Because there's also no range restriction for it. You can be 48 inches away and spend that order and just pop back in. So like, because it's not a mount dismount, doesn't follow that rule sequence, I think you don't get it. Whereas if it crawled back over on its own and got back in, I think the token would, right? Because you're using the mount dismount rules.
Yeah. The funny thing about the mount and dismount,
because you apply states, don't you?
You do, but the weird thing about mounting and dismounting is there's no actual line in there about removing the guy who's mounting and dismounting.
Yeah, it's like transmutation. He becomes the other guy. He ends in contact and becomes the other guy. I don't know. It's weird. It's a very weird state. I think that it's like RFP'd. It's like removed from play is the wording, if I remember correctly when you read it.
It's removed from the table. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's right, notably, it's not dead, which is a different instance, and it's not killed, which is another different instance. So like if you're playing supplies, for example, it's if a model is killed, I believe is the word.
That's the cancellation,
where it is. Yeah. But you weren't killed, so you don't leave it where it is.
No, the token just disappears. I think the whole thing disappears.
Yeah. And so like that's where I think it's funny of like what happens to it.
The weirder thing actually, and the even less clear is, can you relaunch it? Do you just get one back? Like what happens afterwards? Can you like shit it one of these little things? Like, who knows? It doesn't seem to like, you're removed from the game table. You're not remounted. So like, it doesn't seem clear at all whether or not you can have one of these little ancillary crab bots like crawl at you again.
As an exception to this rule, if the remote pilot is on the gaming table in an isolated, immobilized MA or B or null state, unconscious, whatever, their player may spend an order or ARO to declare reset with the vehicle or tag to regain control of it. If this reset is a normal roll with no mods applied, it will be an automatic success. And after declaring this, the remote pilot is removed from the gaming table. It's cool. See, so you regain control of it. That's it. That's what you get.
Oh, no. I don't know. I honestly don't know. It's a very strange rule.
Yeah.
And it is kind of a weird corner case. So, well, I think I'd be excited if you played a vanilla faction. I think that'd be cool as hell.
Yeah. Vanilla Hack Islam is on the list potentially, but they can't do like the one really good play that I have for Panic Room. They don't have an equivalent to what Pano can do.
Yeah. Right.
And so you'd have to play it very differently, and it becomes more like a brawl, and that's not what I
Need to
want
roll
to do.
dice. No, you don't roll dice.
I don't like letting my opponent have be like, I don't want to play. I just want to like just take my points and leave.
It's not for
Like,
win.
how's it going? Cool. All right, I'm gonna leave now.
I'm gonna win now.
Yep. I'm
Bye.
just here to score as many points as I can.
Yeah.
Nobody has to die today. Like,
Has to die. I'm just getting on this elevator first. Everybody else can spin later.
Yeah.
Now, I'm excited for our 3 hour ride to Calgary or from Calgary to Edmonton, where you have brought seven armies in the back of your car and you're still deciding the night before what we're bringing. You should put in the back of the, oh, you're gonna have a game table. So we can play if we want to play Friday night, we can play.
They've actually in the past for people
There's
setting up,
gaming. It's
you can
advertised. Yeah.
go and
It's open
play.
gaming.
Yeah,
Yeah. There's like
yeah.
open gaming. Yeah, to get
Yep.
practice games in, which would be good.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Well, my week was similar. After you left, I ran a ITS at the studio. It was the Tackaware Invitational for Winter War and had nine guys come down and we practiced the day one missions again for Colder Than Carbonite. We had like a little mini Carbonite prep thing for all the guys who couldn't go to Carbonite. And I did fine. I was very happy with my results. I won my first game, my last game. I lost my second game to Chase with Deschat, and the game tape for that one is still in my head. I'm still trying to think what I could have done besides roll better in some cases, which is frustrating. There was a couple of plays probably I could have done a little like slightly differently or in a different order, or maybe just not spent so many like abandoned when I ground too many orders into it. Because I have found so far, having played eight games of the Carbonite missions, right? Because I played five against you and then I played three on the weekend.
We only played four. We didn't play the final.
Oh, we didn't play the finals, right? I played the final against Tom, didn't I? That's right. I played it against Tom on Monday. I played launch against Tom. That's right. I got to play Panic Romance too. But the real trick with this army is I don't have a lot of orders. I gotta be real efficient with my order choices. And my irregular orders are kind of disposable, but my regular orders aren't as disposable as I'm used to them being. I need to have those orders to go and then efficiently do things. So I'm trying to like wrap my head around that. But I feel pretty good about it. I won what you and I both won two games when we played, and I won two out of my three on the weekend. So I feel like Hack's kind of under my belt now. I kind of know what they want to do. Although I won't have played a game with my list too, because I didn't have the models yet. I just got my Barid, thanks to Greg for that. Zeusicus, he had a Barid and a Boktar left over from a Black Wind that he hasn't used. And so he threw those my way, which was really nice of him. I just got those painted.
Oh,
Not
there
the
you go.
Boktar, but I got the Barid painted. And I finished off my what else did I paint? Painted the Barids. I painted oh my Camille. My Evo hacking guy came in from Hecatina Painting Services in Halifax. They had a box set and I had 155 mil base left. Oh, and I painted a Lacique with the viral marksman rifle plus one damage, which is pretty cool. A damage 14 linked viral marksman rifle is no joke. And he's got BS-13 and MIM. So if I could only get him with the X visor, then that one mission he'd also be. Because what is it, Panic Room that's the storm? No, actually, no. I'd never be using him in that mission, so it wouldn't matter.
Supplies is the
And
one.
supplies is the one. I
Yeah,
could he's a
they're only
he's a
BS-12. You have to buff them. I assume you're in a big link.
He well, sorry, he's a small fire team. I was gonna say I go to 13 if I get him in that mission.
Oh, I
Because
see.
if he has the X visor, if I'd use the if I
Them
use the
having
rifle
climbing
version
plus is
instead.
so good.
And mimetism, yeah.
Yeah, climbing
Yeah.
plus is, in my opinion, more valuable than mimetism,
Yeah,
but.
because you can pick your angles. Absolutely. It just gives the Asawiras like this like angle piece because they're kind of chonky and heavy. Like they can dash, but they can't just get over stuff. And they can have this guy who just can always follow them. You know what I mean? Like there's never a time where they can't stand in the fire team range because he could just be like, I just climb over that stuff. It's fine. I can't decide if I wanted to because it's the same, it's one less SWC and it's the same price to take the X visor instead. If I do the viral rifle, X visor, forward observer, light shotgun, I could do that one instead. And it's not that different. And I also have somebody already covering the 24-inch range band, which is the AP Spitfire.
Funny, we got into a conversation in one of the games I played this week about needing weapons to cover every range band.
Yeah, overlapping
I
fire.
argued that you do not. And he's like, yeah, but if I get rid of the sniper, I'm only going to have one guy who's good outside 32. And I'm like, the longest range gun in my lists is 24.
Yeah, that's like, right. I only have a 24 inch range gun or I'm an X5. Actually, sorry, that's what the in my list one, that's what that that Muyib's for, right? He's the only guy who shoots outside that. And he's got an X visor and a heavy rocket. But I think other than that, yeah, everything else is 24 on my list. I don't even have an HMG. But like, yeah, this faction doesn't need it.
The biggest gun in one of my lists is a Spitfire.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only one of those. Everything else is rifles or less.
I wanted the Lasik because I wanted someone who could active turn hunt bears.
Sure.
Because like right now, if you've got a Sonic Butt, you can't really active turn hunt them. You have to make them.
Yeah, but the bears kill themselves.
They do.
They always do. Like, you know where the bear needs to go. And so you just like hang
it. Watch it.
Where it's going to go. Like, you don't even need to like go where it's going to go. You go where, or sorry, you don't use yourself to defend where you guys are, but you defend where you're going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bear will eventually come to it and then you'll kill it. And yeah, Ariadna, the only Ariadna that I'm really concerned about is Cosmo, and only because they have everything. And mostly just unknown ranger with a ranged squad. I don't think anyone will play it because it doesn't seem to be the way people play this game. And like everyone I talk to about Cosmo gets completely obsessed over things like Mirage 5 and the Volkalax and like Patchers. But I'm like, I'm pretty sure a 5-man link of Den McConnelly, 3 Varangian guards, and the unknown ranger is like a nightmare scenario for a lot of lists.
Yeah, it's incredibly efficient. It does a lot of work.
It's something like 70 points for all of them. And yeah, it's 86 points and one Swick.
Yeah, it's got 2 premier CC. Actually, they can all fight in CC, but like
all
2
of them
like
are
crazy. Then guns, and then templates shooting every direction, and AP Spitfire and all that stuff.
And it fixes the unknown ranger's only few problems in that because he's in that big team, he gets the 6th sense.
Yep.
And because his team's so cheap, you can spend the whole first turn just yeeting them across the board, then breaking the link, and then just being like, all right, go.
Yep.
Kill my boys.
Here we go. Yeah. Well, and also you have smoke, right? You can get yourself there with smoke efficiently because the Varangians are strong. And
well,
they get to double dice it.
Usually even stronger.
But so, I mean, you get 2 dice. You get the 2 dice bonus, like super throw for smokes. Like, you're just never going to miss.
Well, I mean, Denma can't miss if you roll 3 of
one
the
outcomes. If Ranger's in a big team, do you get big team bonus? Are they pure? No.
They're not a pure.
Yeah,
he's actually the reason they're not a pure.
Yeah,
you could bring a pure without him if you wanted.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, because he's got MSV1. So you can shoot through, you can actually smoke shoot with him. But then you're eating a -3, which you could offset for big team if you had.
But what you do, you walk into the smoke against enemy MSV and you go, hey, you want to shoot me? And if they say yes, then you shoot them with full BS because you have 6th sense. And if they say no, then you get to shoot them for free because they didn't shoot you.
That's very funny, actually. Yeah,
it works out either way for you.
That is very funny. Yeah.
Like you just throw a smoke down and you're like, oh, yeah, hey, yeah. MSV guy, do you want to shoot me? Okay, I get full BS. Oh, you don't want to shoot me? Okay, well, then I take a -3.
Yeah, because you have the 6th sense.
Yeah.
That's really funny. Yeah, then smoke shooting with him actually becomes very... If they don't shoot... Like, the only way you'll eat the penalty is if they don't shoot back.
Or if they don't... The only way you'll eat the penalty is if they don't have a visor.
Yeah.
And that's pretty
and
much...
And then they're eating a -6 unless they dodge.
Right. Yeah.
So it's worth it.
It's pretty funny. And for how dirt cheap it is that you can then go big on other stuff. Like.
Mm-hmm.
You can bring Volkalak teams maxed up and you can bring Mirage 5 as your follow-up and stuff like that. Like, you can afford a bunch of SAS and Uxias because you've been so cheap on this primary link that is going to... And, like, you could even bring this and then bring another group that's going
to
take over
as your core. Why don't you play Cosmo, man? Go play Cosmo.
The primary reason I'm not playing Cosmo is I lack a lot of the models.
Okay.
I only have 1 Varangian guard. I don't have Wallace. I do have Denma, but I don't. I only have like 2 SAS. I don't have any Volkalax. I don't have any Patchers.
Gotcha.
I don't have any Cosmos. Like, there's so many that I don't have on here. That
next season you make Tech great, or you make Cosmo great again.
Cosmo's already great. They're
I'm
solid.
Just saying. Yeah. Now they have a Denma, which is now they have Denma. So now they're great.
I think Bakuna got the most out of Denma out of anybody.
All right, let's jump in and talk about some questions from the mailbag then. We got plenty of questions, which is great. Go keep adding them. The link is in the description for the podcast. Just keep adding your questions in and we'll keep answering them. We do three every episode. The first one's from Ryan and it's for everybody. It says, I have a killer hacker Druze model from years ago, which is labeled as a mercenary. From looking online, I narrowed it down to being a Hackaslam model with the vanilla list now that the Capicality is not supported in the catalog. Should it just be a vanilla model unit or be considered for a Capu list that's no longer maintained? What? I mean,
I don't know what the question is here.
I think he's just asking what he should proxy it as. If it's a Druze killer hacker, it's
probably, I know which model that is.
Yeah, I do too. I just think you just use it as a Druze hacker. Like, yeah. Hacker killer hacker is kind of interchangeable, and Druze are great. So,
or you go the other route and go, no one knows what anything is anyway. Paint it the same as the rest of your army, and it will just blend right in.
Yeah.
Hey, it's a Farzans, then it'll never be on the board. Like, that's also a problem.
Done. Well, nailed that one. This one's from Blau J. It's for me. All fans are excited by Corvus Belli's cross-marketing and things like action figures and manga comics. With the upcoming release of pillowcases, duvet covers, and lampshades featuring your favorite Infinity characters, which character does Ash think Dan would say that Owen wanted on a pillowcase and a lampshade set? Which character do I think Dan would say that you want on a pillowcase and lampshade set? I mean, I think Dan would say that Owen wants Denma on the pillowcase, and that because he had to give him his Denma, and then on the lampshade,
he didn't give me his Denma. That
he didn't.
Bitch. I went and bought another box. Yeah, and of course, after I got him, I never used him. That's I haven't so used funny. Him in a single game.
In a single game, been
playing a faction that has him.
That's really funny. Yeah. I might steal a Zellenkrieger then because I want the big Zellenkrieger. Or the weird fight bot. And then on a lampshade, I think you would want Crazy Quals on a lampshade.
Yeah, sure.
Some type of little robots, because you love little robots.
The S1 robots.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Neos Rider asks, for everybody, link teams are such an integral part of the game, and many discussions rightly devolve into how does this deal with this enemy link? What would you do to make links an easier to learn and counterplay? Hoping for ideas beyond removing links, mechanics like faction-specific links, where you swap like the Sixth Sense skill for different upgrades, a skill like Natural Born Warrior, but with links, like ending jammers or something like that. One of the things I like the most about Infinity is that we don't have lots of faction rules. That your factions are just mixes of the universal rules. I think that means that, like, in my mind, that helps the game be digestible. Not having tons of, like, faction-specific or, like, unit-specific rules. Because then it kind of devolves into, like, the 40k data slate problem. Everything's an island. Everything has its own unique bullshit rules. It just makes the game bloated and heavier and harder to learn, harder to digest. I don't think Infinity needs more crunch like that. I do think that fire teams could be, I think the order efficiency is like enough. I don't think the mechanical advantage of the hitting harder is required. I would just pull that completely. I would have full teams have the probably Sixth Sense bonus, have the four man teams have the whip bonus for discoverers, and then the burst bonus for three man teams. And that's it. I think that's all I'd have. 3, 4, 5. And then 2 is the order efficiency. Keep it simple. And then I think that conversation would become less prevalent. I just think I don't think it's nerfing fire teams. I think that the mechanical advantage doesn't really make any sense because they're not at all port. Like if one point man is leaning up from behind a wall firing, he doesn't actually get better at shooting because there's 3 guys hiding behind that wall or 5 guys hiding behind that wall going like, yeah, you're great. You know, like it doesn't. Right. Doesn't make any sense to me. So I think just nix the mechanical part altogether. And I think that solves a bunch of the issues. What do you think?
Yeah. Mostly Sixth Sense is my big issue in the current link team set.
Yeah. But I think if you put it all the way to 5 and that's the only time you get it, I think that's fine because then you have to go all in.
I'm actually not sure if it's more because of how much the wild card slash like mixed teams has kind of like, because like it used to be with link teams that you brought like a bunch of a mono type of thing and it would either be cheap or expensive.
Yep.
And you'd get a mechanical bonus, and that was to offset the fact that you're not going to have a full like 15, or you'd only be at 10, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, five hospitalities are expensive.
Like that was the way it was. And now that you can just soup everything, they've become really ubiquitous. And like I actually downplay the vanilla factions a lot because of Sixth Sense getting onto a four-man team, and the fact that you can get four-man teams for like sub 50 points in some factions, that's kind of ridiculous.
Agreed.
Like the fact that Starmada can roll up with Sixth Sense hackers for like 50 points is pretty crazy in my opinion. And I know other factions are going to be able to do equivalents, but yeah, they could just bring four Kappas for 48 points and two Swick, and then they can just control the hacking game with that. And there's no counterplay. You don't have a solution. There's no like, oh, well, I have stealth, so you can't deal with that. And they're like, ah, no, I can. It's fine. We're all prone in the back, and we're also order monkeys and things like that. I think, yeah, just changing Sixth Sense. The only thing I think of is like tighten them up a little bit, make it so you can't be as like far apart from each other when you're moving around. Like maybe change when they leave links, sort of thing. Like right now, you're considered as part of the link until the end of the order. And then when you go to do another one, you check coherency. I think it should be every skill at the start of your checking coherency.
So you can't like blow it and then like pull back in at the end of the order.
And also you can't boomerang or like slingshot one guy out, shoot and come back. I don't like that either. And like just really make people have to stay together and make it like, because like the counter to a link team is blast and template weapons
Sure.
because they have to be closer, like inherently, but just make them have to be a little bit closer to offset that even more. Because right now they're already going to kill basically anyone that comes after them with those kind of weapons because of the mechanical power. So you make it that, okay, you're going to kill me with that point, man, because you're BS20 and you're amazing, but I'm going to hit those two guys as well. Is it worth it? Like, you're going to dodge instead, and then you get the power on the active turn and reactive. It's a lot more risky. But right now, like, you can have guys 16 inches apart and be part of the same team. That seems a bit much to me. And you're spreading that mechanical benefit out over nearly half of your deployment zone. So.
I think the thing that really is strange is there's two ways of resolving the same thing in this game, but there feels like they could just be one. Like the fact that you can coordinate an order and also have the fire team rule, like why can't that just be one rule? Why can't fire teams just be like a reduced coherency coordination? And then it would make more sense. You know what I mean? Like you to gain advantages, you have to actually position your models better and have them multi-shoot at things and only get a single reaction. You know what I mean? Like it just means that you don't have to spend the command token and they have to stay within coherency of each other. But then it's just a coordinated order. Like, why not just do that? Doesn't that just seem easier? Right? It's a range restricted coordination that's always happening. And just have it follow those rules. Like, I
I
don't know
think it'd be more
why.
powerful if you did that.
I think it would be, but I think it would require more skill to use because it's not just a mechanical advantage, right? You're reducing the burst of the lead model. You're forcing positioning so that more than one model can see.
Yeah, but the ARO system, I think that would just be worse than the current state. I think it would be, I think
I'd be
if
really
you were to
interested to
play a
see that.
game where every time I shoot you, you're getting shot by 3 to 5 guys, you're going to lose every time. Like right now, link team leads are usually good fighters, but there's a few guys out there that can fight them. But like you'd auto kill everything in the
You'd auto
game.
kill though, because most guys are only getting one shot, and then your range matters. Like you have to set it up right. You have to get the models like to all have line of sight. I don't
Right.
think it's
You're
as
going to.
mechanic. Like I get what you're saying, because
No,
it's
no,
really
but you just
powerful
build
with
into
certain
it, right?
models. Yeah, you could try. I mean, but you'd have to rewrite the link teams, right? Like that's what I'm saying. Like you'd have to
Right.
think
Yeah.
about
No.
it.
I think that's a much bigger change. Like, I think that
Sure.
is a much crazier like difference. Because like you could just bring like, hey, here's my five moderator pseudo coordinated team, and they just shoot five snipers at you every time. It's sweet.
Sure.
And then they all use DA every shot, and you kill one every time because you're a better
I
shot
mean,
than that one
but
guy, and then the other
you
four
can
just kill
have
you.
rules for your fire teams where like you can't have more than one weapon with an SWC god. You know what I mean? Like you can just fix that when you create the rule.
Right.
Like if you're gonna go and make a new rule for fire teams, I think you just think of that stuff and be like, they can only one can have an SWC cost. You know what I mean? Only one can have XYZ, like whatever you want to call it. Only one can be a specialist, only one can have an SWC cost, the rest have to be regular schmoes of whatever the
Here's my
unit
gang
is.
of Mark 12 Chaxa long arms. It's just the same
You
thing.
just don't let them
Like,
link though. Like I'm just saying, like
right.
you just
Yeah,
create
I
like
think that's a crazier
vastly
change.
reduce. I think it'd be more interesting. I think it'd be more interesting game wise because you'd have to actually maneuver on the table and you could
Here's
just
my
greatly
squad
reduce
of
the number of links.
multi-marksman MSV2 orphans.
Sure, you just don't let them link, is what I'm saying. You let line troops link. You let guys who come in Tiamats link. You don't let the rest of them link. They go back to being like little Rambos. You get
I
all
think
these
that would be
big,
the
big
big
models out of
thing.
the links.
Cut back on the links.
Yeah.
Stop making everyone and every like the fact that I could watch Dan deploy and one guy is not part of a link team is just silly. Like,
Yeah, 100
what is
percent.
this?
Yeah,
How has
yeah.
this happened?
Just
And
bring in the
like
40K.
you,
Everything's in squads.
yeah, like I know Steel Phalanx and I know Toha exist and they already kind of like went off the rails on that. And I would like to see them taken back to be the same as everyone else, like flatten the link teams in general.
Taking
But
them back to the
yeah,
basics.
make them just like everyone else. I do not understand it. Toha, I understand even less, but that's a different thing.
That's a whole other
So
thing.
anyway, I guess to sum it up, link teams, change the benefits, make it less mechanically powerful, and flatten the amount of guys that can all link together.
Yeah,
And
agreed.
then you can go crazier than that, and like you said, with coordinate orders and stuff. But I think those two things would solve
A
a lot
bunch of
of the
it.
pressure. Because it's hard to say to not play a link, like a sub faction, because of how powerful links are.
Agreed. All right, we'll do one more because a couple of ours were really quiet, fast, and then we'll wrap this up for the week. Mizo Miso asks everybody, do you think there's something inelegant about Infinity containing both a roll under and a roll over system? Do you think they should either make armor a roll under or a to hit rolls a roll over system for the sake of uniformity or mechanics? I don't think there's anything inelegant about it. I think it's just using the same RNG. Like it's fine. Use
Yes,
D20s for all kinds of things.
you should just change it. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how do you, so you make roll over for the, like, I don't
Armor
get.
saves. You just flip armor.
So who makes the armor save?
The same guy rolls the armor save. It's just equal to or less than. So, like right now, let's say
Oh,
whatever
so
is what you'd have to change it up.
you make strengths on weapons like 2 and 3, and you make armors like 14 and 18.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah, sure. That
And
works.
then there you
It's the
go.
same
So,
math.
like,
It's the same math,
exactly.
right?
You make it exactly the same. The stats are exactly the same. But the only difference is every time you roll a dice, you're trying to roll equal to or less than.
Yeah, and the strength of weapons just reduces the armor. Yeah, you
Yeah.
just have to reprint all stats.
Yeah. You would just have to flip the stats around for damage and armor. And there you go. And then even.
It's actually really easy. You just drop 10 off every gun and you add 10 to every armor, and it's the exact same math.
Perfect. What about the guns that are less than damaged? I don't think there are
But
any.
there
I
are
think
none.
11
There
is the lowest.
aren't any.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should be damage zero. Yeah, I
Yeah.
think 11 or 10 is the 12, I think, is pistols, right? I can't think of anything that's 11. I
Yeah.
guess CC attacks.
The
CC attacks, it would matter, but then you're just using strength anyway.
Yeah, and the armor and strength, you just have plus 10 armor. I think it'd be fine. I think you could just flip it. Yeah. So
Agreed.
like I agree. I think it'd be worth doing that.
It would just make it consistent. I just don't think, like, I think if you can absorb a game like Infinity, it's not, it's like, it might be inelegant, but I don't think it's a problem. Like, I think it's still mechanically fine. And
Yeah.
I think they didn't want to have to rewrite everything, all stats.
Yeah. It makes it fine. I think actually, in all fairness, I think it's a carryover. I think it's a
Sure,
carryover from
it
other
is.
games of like Warhammer is roll higher to live and D&D is roll higher to live. And so like your armor passes because you rolled high and it's tough and it's incoherent to feel like, oh, I have to roll under my armor. It's like, what is this? D&D advanced? I don't know what this means.
Yeah, I think at this point, though, the game's been around so long, it would cause more problems than it would solve to change it now. Right? Like,
Yeah.
everyone would have to have their brains rewired basically to rememorize all the strengths of everything. I mean, as
Yeah.
long as you remember, it's just subtract and add 10, it's fine.
Yeah.
And there'd be no
It
problem doing it the old way either, because it would be the same thing.
Right. I'm just thinking, I think the idea behind this question is like a new person coming in, right?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Like
Yeah.
you go everything in this game, you have to roll less than the stat. And then you just modify the stat by insert the modifiers. Oh, it does
Yeah.
a damage of 4. And therefore, when you roll your armor, you have to subtract or you have to add 4 to your dice roll. There you go. It's the same thing.
I would agree. I
Yeah.
would agree. Well, thanks so much for putting questions in, and we will be taking another three, maybe slightly plus next week. We got a few left over, but go jump into the link that's in the podcast description or the video if you're watching this on my YouTube channel, and throw some more in there so we can answer them next week. All right. So we're to the main topic then. Cold Event Carbonite 2024. Doing a little bit of research. Got 23 people signed up so far. It's got a 50 person cap. I'm flying into Calgary the Friday night. And the plan is that we record a podcast on the way up and the way back. So I'm going to bring my little lav mics that like record onto themselves, and we will just straight up record the trip there and the trip back. So it's going to be a mess.
You get to record an accident in real time.
Yeah, that's right. You
That'd
get
be
to record us
great.
getting snowed off the
Oh, I'm going off
highway.
the road. I'm going off the road. We're going to
That's
crash, but I'm going to be driving. So it's going to
right.
be like my kind of crash where it's like, ah, shit, ah, shit,
To
ah,
be fair,
shit.
I have been in four car accidents on that highway in my life, and they weren't really me being in an accident. It was that there was a blizzard, and accidents kind of happened around me, but they involved like hundreds of cars going up through at the same time and like jackknifing tractor trailers. It's kind of like being in a Mission Impossible like action sequence for a second as cars are just flying around you when you're on that highway. Yeah, it's a nightmare. So hopefully we don't die. That is the plan. And the goal would be that you decide. Basically, the podcast that we're gonna do on the way up is gonna be Owen picks an army. And then the podcast on the way back is gonna be we all lament how our games went. So I will spill some tea on what my army's gonna be, because honestly, if you guys have been watching my YouTube channel, you've seen it already, so it's not gonna be a surprise to anybody. As I'm taking Hassassin's Baram, I basically locked down my list one. For day one, which is what's the first mission? The first mission is Mind Wipe with two saturation zones that are both mountain terrain, Arctic combat. It's, I'll be honest, it's the easiest one for me to do. I'm the least worried about that one and supplies on day one. How do you feel about the three day one missions?
Yeah, Bipong is the only one. Like
It's
it is. The
because it's a
other
coin
two,
flip. You have to have two
they're
plans for it.
yeah. The other two are like normal games, and then Bipong is the other one.
The thing that will matter to me in the other two is the faction I'm opposed, like I'm facing. That's where my
Yeah.
brain's
What
gonna
does
have to
the
like
table
make
look
real-time
like?
decisions.
Who am I
Table and
playing
faction. Yeah.
against? Yeah. Yeah. What kind of shtick am I going to be up against here? Did they lean in on the like plus one BS, or did they lean in on, I don't know. The saturation zones are kind of whatever. That's a pretty staple thing, but plus one BS could be pretty obnoxious if they went hard on it.
Yeah, certain armies can for sure, right? Like Bag Marie, like an Akon, or you take like what are they called? Govads and Assassins. I only took one. So yeah, I think that the big question mark for me is going to be Bipong, and it's going to come down to did I win the role to pick first or second. Like that
That
really,
is.
it's just up to chance, right? Like I don't actually care about the faction that much. Like that's gonna inform some of my deployment decisions, but more than anything else, it's gonna be here's my tools. Like I almost have like a pre, like I have a game plan in mind already, right? With Sundi mixed in with Delamis, so you can't tell which is which. I've started doing like a fake out deploy with Sonic Butt, or like whatever the juicy place to put Sonic Butt is. I actually put a Delami instead, where everyone thinks that's gonna be Sonic Butt.
Yeah.
And then he's usually like on the
As
ground
someone who
floor
brought two
instead.
Sunduk Butts and 5 day Lami to last year's Carbonite, yeah, they mess that up all the
They sure
time.
do. And then Sonic Butts in
Just
somewhere
soup
kind of
them.
safe. Yeah,
Yeah.
just soup them with those. I've only got four markers though, right? I didn't go as hard as you did with all the Sonic Butts
I
and
had
all the
nine.
Delamis.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had nine gamma markers. People don't know what the fuck to do with that, which is very
The
funny. But I also
moment
have
they
other
walk
tools
out and you're
too.
like, oh, Sheeskin? Both Sunduk Butts shoot.
Yeah, I had I have things you didn't have though, like two Asawiras.
Yes.
who are delightful. I'll be honest, they were the thing I was the least sure about when I started painting the list, and they are the thing I am the most sure about now.
Yeah.
I had 100% regenerate when I played you.
Yeah, every single time in every game. Every
time, yeah. Yeah, I think the only time one of them died is when you actually like were so sick of me getting my regens, you just finished them off instead. You were like, nope, I'm just gonna shoot you on the ground. I have to.
Yep. We step on next, we shoot him down. Yeah. And even then, like, I lost the game, I'm fairly confident, because you survived even when down on the ground.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I made a regen and I went and picked up a supply box.
No, you stood up and killed a Yoav.
Like, oh, that was that's right.
Like, no, that was what that killed one. It.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, that one where I got up and killed a Yoda with my bare hands
after getting shot like
that's
four
true.
Times.
That's
and
true.
It's like,
did,
yeah, it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
And then he caught up like Jason Voorhees and was just like, I'm not dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, SOEs are awesome. I have no qualms about that. It isn't the way I like to play because I have to fight people and I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah. Well,
so
in certain
usually.
Missions, like I think in Last Launch, I need them. I need those headquarters units, right? That can like reliably take the room, and if they accidentally go
In
down,
panic
might
room.
just like
Yeah.
jump back up. Yeah, those are panic room. Yeah,
Yep.
not Last Launch. And then what was I gonna say? They also are like my solve for when I fight other viral stuff. Because I had to fight Sforza on the weekend, and guess who doesn't give a shit about Sforza? Armor 9 in cover.
Yep.
two pluses. I'll make all these rolls all day.
Armor
Let's do
12
this.
in
Armor
cover.
12. That's what I mean. Armor 12 against
Yeah.
your viral. That's cute. He's like, oh god, I guess I shoot my pistol, and I'm like, I'm only armor 7 then. That's great.
It's also against things like flash pulses and nanopulsers.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
Like,
can't be stunned.
You just walk through it.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, I could fail on a 1, which in all fairness, that happened to my
it
Murray
has
at a
happened,
tournament
yeah.
or so ago.
Sure.
Where he got shot on a hit on a 1, misses all of his shots, and then gets blinded on another 1.
I can see you seething.
Yeah. I put down smoke and then shot a Pupinautica guy. And the Pupinautica guy decided to shoot back with the negative
with like a
12.
Bajillion negative mods. Yeah.
He was like negative 9 and he hits on like a 1 and the Marut just misses.
Yeah.
And then gets blinded.
Yeah. It's funny. It's why I think that when that things happen, it's why you always call your shot. Like you do it so often, and 90% of the time it never works. But then when we played 2 weeks ago,
time to crit.
You just called all your, you're like, I'll roll 13. I mean, you rolled a 13 and you did it twice to me in the same day. And it was infuriating.
Especially when they're like long odds too, where it's like, ooh, he's got 5 dice on 15s and I'm 1 on a 9.
It's the best, but it was one dice. That was the best rate of 5% chance of getting it. But that is the reason why you always call your shot, because you look like you're a wizard when you actually make it happen, and your opponent goes completely on tilt.
Yeah, I'm here to demoralize
that's,
you. Thanks.
That's right. It's the ultimate demoralizer.
Look, I didn't want to fight. You chose to shoot me.
That's
my
right,
guys were running away, because that's how we play this.
Yeah, you say things like, that's okay, I'll just roll a 9, and then casually roll a 9, and your opponent can't think anymore afterwards. So yeah, so that's day one. I'm pretty confident about my list, to be honest. I switched up. I did decide I was gonna switch the Asawira doctor with the comp, because remember I tried to get through Yoda's Asawiras and I only had was a shot close combo weapon and it took forever.
Right.
So the doctor has a DA and a boarding shotgun. If you switch from the boarding shotgun, he's got a better melee weapon, still a doctor. And actually, I think fulfills his role better by having a boarding shotgun. So that's what I'm going to do, is I'm going to switch up the AP rifle to being a boarding shotgun and run him that way. Because he's usually close enough that he wants to use that anyway. And then he's got the DA on top of it. So it's my compromise. That's my one like swap in my day one list. Although I am considering dropping that Muya with the heavy rocket launcher now for a Lasik. Have some active turn viral, but I can't. I don't know, man. It has an X visor too, so it does the same job of always shooting at zeros up to minus up to that range. It's just I lose an order because it doesn't have tac aware, but I gain the ability to buy orders in that combat group. I'm not sure if it's worth it. They're the same point, like the exact same points in SWC.
I mean, tac aware is better than buying an order,
and I lose out on having a template, and a template is a big worry for people. Like having an active 3-shot flame template is direct template weapon is a, or not direct impact template is like a big deal. So I'm really undecided about it. He shows up on day two. I probably won't change it. I'll probably just do the doctor swap because I played so many games with that list now too. I'm pretty comfortable with it.
Right.
Like where I want to deploy and stuff. So I think that's maybe more important than like last minute switching my list. But if I decide I want to, I'll have the models. Because he's in the day two list for sure. And then
fair.
Day two is the one where it gets like it gets crazy.
Is where it gets jank. Like, and it's entirely due to the change, the combat things they've added.
The cards.
Like, the cards have completely changed the way day two will play out. And that's just how it is.
Yeah. So panic room, the big thing is the four turrets. And it's been ruled that the turrets can go in the room.
Yeah.
And that, seeing your gimmick of what you did, and that game goes up, it doesn't go up until after that goes up the weekend of Carbonite, so we don't have to talk about it too much, but it will technically go up the day before Carbonite, so people will see that gimmick.
For both of the people who watch this show, they're gonna find it.
Watch this, that's right. But it does make a lot of sense that you load the room with the turrets, because then you can sneak into the room in a marker state or with smoke. I think the marker state's better because then you never actually the smoke, it doesn't matter, does it? Because you
it
can
does.
React actually when you're not in marker state. And
no,
react.
It's worse. It's worse. Just be a marker.
Yeah.
Cause
it's
like,
worse because you could get hacked and stuff.
Spec fire.
That's for sure.
Hacking.
Mm-hmm.
See you through the door. Smoke you.
Ironically, like, they can spec fire the turrets if you're staying next to them. So you have to not stand next to the turrets.
I made that mistake when we played, but like lesson learned, right? Like that won't happen again.
Yeah.
So we're good there.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out if you put the turrets, because you did think we put them in the doors. I actually think it's better to put them in
inner corner.
That's what exactly what I was gonna say.
I watched, I remember
where you were standing.
Yeah.
Inner corners feels like the right spot. And then force them to come in and fight the turrets, and you can't address the turrets with that, or you can't address the models inside without also addressing the turrets.
Yeah,
I think that's the way to do it. I don't know. It's gonna be such a weird mission, but playing into that feels like, and this is the weird thing, because your day two list needs to be able to do that, but then also needs to be able to launch a Evil bot, if you have access to one, and if you don't have access to one, it needs to be able to launch something else.
Everybody's got an Evo.
Everybody's
so
got an
got
Evo
that
bot.
Going
That's
for
true.
You.
Well, not everyone's got a baggage Evo though. Remember, the Combine don't have a baggage Evo, so there's none in that entire faction. And now that is Ariadne, they've got an Evo War Driver. So you have no way to There's two factions that just flat out can't do it.
They still can. I think it's still worth doing even for them on the grounds that you do get 2 points for specialists, right? And like both of them, while it's true that they don't get the normal Evo, they are still dirt cheap and have the ability to do, like, they can still do it. I don't think they're going to do it like the other factions will. Like, it won't surprise me if everyone has one to two Evo bots just because. In that, and because you get an extra order too on Panic Room, like it's worth it for both of those scenarios. So, like, very clearly, you're going to have those evil bots. So I don't imagine that those two factions will skip out. They probably only have one, and it'll be like a shotgun. Like, I let that fly, and maybe it works out. Rather than everyone else who's going to be like, this is my winning strat right now.
Yeah.
If this guy makes it, I then win the game. Whereas for them, it's like, if this guy makes it, then I have to fight.
Well, my big thing is that I dropped down to one Fide on my list too. And that's making me nervous because I know if I have to hunt down two Evo bots, I'm not as sure that I can do it. I know I can kill one.
Yeah.
Right. I know my Fide can go kill one, but having to do two is a push, and I'm worried I'm gonna run into two of them all of a sudden. I don't think I'm going to though, because I think panic room is gonna make people not take two. And then it comes down to what groups do I put them into? Oh no, I do have two Fides. Never mind. I lied.
I think panic room you can bring two. It's fine. Like, you can, yeah, you're still gonna only get one extra order. Like, you won't get two, but whatever. If your list can't afford a 15-point bot, then like rethink what you're doing. it's too valuable to give
change
up
your,
because
change your life entirely.
Yeah, like you can just
I lied.
win
I
if
looked
you
at
do
the wrong
that, so.
I looked at the wrong list. Well, that's it. If I can kill That's why, because I have too many. I don't use your coding system of numbering everything. And so I was looking at the wrong day two thing. Is this the right one? This is the right one. Yeah, I've only got one. And I think I put the, I it comes out of what groups do I put people in all of a sudden to make sure I have the orders in both groups to do the job, right? Like I have to be able to get the job done. And if I think if I split it up so that McMurrow's in one group and Fide's in the other group, if there does end up being two, I can probably get the other one with McMurrow. Because
Yeah.
he because they generate their own orders, so that's probably my best bet is to put the Fide in the group two and have him go Fide the days, watch everything with Sundy, and I think it comes down to how do I distribute my models between those two groups. That's going to be whether or not I get the Evo off or not. Because then once the Evo's gone and I've killed the other enemy Evos, it's just everything can die. It doesn't matter anymore. All my guys can die. Just slow them down. Just grind it out. Make it so they can't get wristbands. And then wait until the game's over. Everyone can be dead. No longer matters.
That's all it's going to come down to. I keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, because like one, I really wish you could buy Ulans. Makes me mad that I can't, and I don't like proxying, so I'm like inherently opposed to that.
You only get your ticks. I
Yeah.
mean, your ticks could just be Ulans.
I only have one tick, and then I have the
Oh, you want
skull
double
on two.
Ulan? We think we're doing double
Yeah. Well, it's
Ulan?
you played my so the list two that I played against you, specifically Panic Room. Imagine that exact same list, but instead of the Cutter's Yotam, it's two Ulans. And
Think it's
I'm
great.
actually confident it's better ish, but it's an ish thing because like
Can you
they
do two Ulans in vanilla though, is the question.
you cannot.
Yeah,
So you
okay, I
switch
think
to
so.
Varuna, or not
Okay.
Varuna, sorry, Neoterra.
Then your faction switching all of a sudden.
Yeah, so that means your day one list has to change. But Neoterra gets
Yeah.
everything that the other one has as well. The only thing they don't get is the Croc Men, but they get more locusts, so it kind of like works
Balances
itself
out.
out.
I
And they
mean,
also have Hexes who are fine. They do the job.
why not just do Ulan Yotam or Ulan Cutter? Ulan Cutter is kind of legit,
Yeah.
right? Because then you have the best of both worlds. They can both marker state, and you can still do your super fun crabbot tricks and the
The only
Ulans,
issue
and
is I don't own a Ulan. I only have Tikvaland
only have
and the other
Tikvalanus,
ones.
and well, you have every other
Yep.
one.
Yep.
That's
I have all the
it.
other ones. I don't have him. So that's kind of off the table. But that's where I'm like going back and forth on is like, do I want a link team? Is essentially it. Because like I can run the exact same kind of list. But all of a sudden, I get a Fusilier Missile Launcher Link, which I don't have currently. And now it's like, oh,
Because the
there's
version you
another
played
thing.
against me was like when you're taking
It's
your
just
tags
chaff.
was just
Yeah.
chaff. It was all like flashbots,
Yep.
Fenooses, and sorry, Fugazis rather, and Mealbots.
Yep.
I don't know. No, I don't know, man. It's a big play. Like it's a big play. I love your day one list because I think it's just a cool mix of like, hey, look, we solve all our problems with bullets and
Yeah.
has lots of
Well, I mean,
redundancy.
it's like sort of solve all of our problems with bullets. Mostly it's half of us are here just to eat
Just to
shots.
die. Yeah, just to
And then
die.
the other half are going to do the job and then eat shots.
Yeah, because it's worth knowing that vanilla panel can take lots of authorized bounty hunters and lots of diggers.
Yep. You
And
get
the digger model's out
axes.
now too, which is great.
Yep. Won't do me any good because I won't have it, but one day. I got my two little counts as
It'll
diggers. They do their
boxes.
job.
They do.
Yeah.
But now that it's out, everyone's gonna use diggers. You guys made diggers. You guys made
I
tubes
don't think they
too
will.
popular.
I talk about it and like I play against other people who play vanilla and they don't bring them. I'm like, I don't understand. I don't understand how you could like this is probably the best points for value model in the game. Like with
Especially when you
various
sometimes just like finds a machine gun. That's my favorite. It's like, is that
the
every now and
real
again
one. The
he's
one that
like,
gets it is when he gets Mim 6.
yeah,
Mim
everyone,
6 throws him off the
that's
rails
true.
because
It
all of a
does,
sudden, the normal
yeah.
way of killing him is you just shoot him. But now, if he dodges, he's Fizz 13 and you're minus 6 to shoot him.
Yeah, he
And
just gets wherever he wants.
it's like, oh, yeah, I just have cover now. just all the time.
Sure
I didn't
does.
have cover before, but now I do. Yeah, it's ridiculous. And like he's got two wounds because of his ravage
The
state.
14 points too, and a plus one versus CC weapon and a plus one versus chain rifle. And he throws grenades at Viz 13. So why not?
Which throws
Just
them,
chuck
that
10
means he
points.
spec fires them on tens. Like
Sure does.
I never really do it because I find I'm always fighting for my life for orders. But like the option's always there for him to just
From
yeet
just hum one
grenades.
over a side, yeah. Just throw them over a wall. I mean, that's gonna be real relevant in all the room missions. The fact that you can just run up to the room and chuck stuff inside.
I it makes me mad because like I used to like the Crackot. Like he was my boy, and we played
Yeah.
lots of games where I bought a Crackot,
I know.
and the digger just took the Crackot out back and
I
killed
know.
it.
Well,
Like
because you can't take the Crackot anymore in vanilla
you sure
five.
can.
Can
You
you really?
definitely can, and there's still two of
The
them.
basic space pirate? Really?
And the only
Wow.
problem
It's because
is
it doesn't have two wounds, right? Like,
he's the
that's the
same
big thing.
cost, but he's half the man. Like,
Yeah. Well, he gets other things like forward deployment and metachemistry instead of booty. And metachemistry reroll, which is kind of neat too. So he can also sometimes go off the rails, but not being two wounds is a huge difference.
also, Natural Born Warrior is really good. And plus one to melee is also really good.
Sure is.
Because a lot of factions, at least the way I play them, tend to not run melee powerhouses. And this is the stupid little digger is a melee powerhouse. It's like, oh, I have to fight an Asawira who's one of the best CC guys in the game. Better send 14-point digger to hold him down.
I don't know why you didn't take
Like,
both. Take two
I mean,
crackouts and two daggers.
right?
Just do both. Go all the way. Play Pano, but don't have a single
We
Pano
just brought the lieutenant.
model. Do it. That would make me so
I'm
happy.
playing Pana. Oh yeah, because
Play Pano,
Hawkwood
you're
can't
nothing
be
but
your lieutenant.
mercenaries. Nothing but mercenaries. Can you don't have access to them. I was gonna
No,
say,
they
could
don't.
you
They're
take
the only lieutenant are
our
Pano
Pano? Okay,
lieutenants.
yeah. You can't take like a John Hawkwood or something like that.
No, I think one of the factions can do it where they're legitimately just all mercenaries.
Yeah, I mean,
I
at
feel like it's like
NA2.
a no, like one of the big ones, like Hawk Islam or something like that.
Oh, maybe.
There's somebody out there.
Probably. Let me look at
No,
skills.
it's
Lieutenant's
not
not
Hawk
Islam.
Islam.
It's not Hawk? Okay. Maybe.
Ariadna.
Maybe Combine?
Nope,
I
not
can't think
Ariadna.
of. Let
Nah,
me
maybe
check. Because,
not.
like, I didn't think so. I know NA2 can, but I
NA2
could just.
could, but they're basically just sectorials, so like,
Yeah,
eh.
exactly. Well, and that's where
Yeah,
they come from, the
maybe
mercenaries.
I'm wrong. Maybe it was just an NA2.
You can take, I don't know, does Sun Sea count as not whatchamacallit, as not Yu Ching? Because if that's the case, then you could, but he seems distinctly Yu Ching. Well, I think day two is going to be the one that we sweat the most. I'm pretty sure day one, win or lose, I'm at least comfortable with the game. Day two is one where I'm just like, yeah, I don't know. Last launch is going to be a race to it's, you know what it is? It's Panic Room I'm not worried about. It's like, it's weird and it's got the turrets and stuff like that, but like, I'm not so worried about the coin flip at the beginning. With both B-Pong and last launch, I'm worried about the coin flip. And that's out of my control, right? So that's why those are the two that make me squirrely.
See, it's funny because like I'm actually okay with day two. I have a list, I have a plan, and it doesn't have any real direct counters. There's not a thing that you can do that it's like, and now I'm screwed. Like my opponent needs to do so much work to try and do something to actually stop me in that regard because of the giant zones of exclusion slash like limited deployments. It's day one that I'm more concerned about, primarily because of B-Pong. Because like I'm just not as familiar with Pano. Like vanilla Pano, you never see it. Like
That's
everyone
true.
just
But
plays one of
I
the
think
sectorials.
that's gonna be the other thing that no one's gonna expect you to bring vanilla Pano, right? Like, to solve all things with bullets for the most part. I know that that's not what you're actually doing, but that's what they're gonna expect.
Because that's such the Pano thing. Like it's one of my favorite things. Whenever I talk about Pano or whenever I talk about like list building and there is someone who plays Pano-Siania, immediately the conversation becomes come out team with missile launcher, bolt team with sniper. Don't forget your Fusiliers missile launcher, BS-15, Fusilier missile
I
launcher,
mean, none
BS,
of
but it's
that
like,
applies to vanilla Pano, right? Like,
I
no,
know,
like,
none of it
literally,
does,
none of
because
it's
all of them
like,
just jump to the different sectorials. It's like,
yeah.
Bombardier team's really solid.
Yeah. That's like, but what about if you didn't take any of
Oh, well, then you have to bring
that?
in a Aquila guard. It's like, well, why?
Why? What if you
What does
just like
MS3 actually do for me? Other
it
than
saves you
let the
order.
sixth sense stupid unknown ranger beat me up.
It's true, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know. I guess we'll see. Well, I'm excited to
Yeah.
record the podcast. I'm excited to fly it and play five games. I hope we get to do this every year. This is gonna be exciting. I know, I'll be honest, this is the most fun I've had playing getting ready for this. First doing the ITS like Escalation League and then getting ready for this and playing like 20-ish games with the army I was gonna take and like actually trying to do a tournament again has been the most
Yeah,
fun
you have
I've
to
had
rise to
playing
the
video game in a
occasion.
while.
You can't
Yeah, I
just be
know. You have
garbage
to
like
actually
always.
try. Yeah, we can't just do what we usually do, which is just like throw stuff together and see what sticks. We have to actually think about it. We have to actually like back up what we say we know on the
Right.
internet. So we'll see how that goes. We
I
might get
mean,
shamed.
the temptation to just fall back into Assassins and be like, ha, everything's easy again. Like, oh no,
But you have to
I'm in
prove your
panic
big, you have to
room.
prove your big brain. You got to do it. You got to prove your big brain, Owen. Got to prove that you can make things work, no matter
I'm
what.
gonna play Assassins and Panic Room, and every guy's gonna roll the infiltration roll. Just always, everything. Just throw them all into his deployment. Fuck it. If any of them land it, I win. What's the fizz on a Delami? Like eight? I think they're
They're 10.
ten.
They're
So you
10.
need
They've got sevens.
fours. Go,
Not
buddy.
oh, in his deployment zone, yes, it would be minus six. Yeah, you got
Yeah,
fours.
on their half, you
All
just
five
throw them out
Delamis.
there.
I mean, you have
All and then
20%
this,
chance five times. You should land it once.
and then the Sunduk Blitz.
Because why not?
They just go up as far as they can. Just take the 8 inches and roll it. You need an 11. Landed
Just
it.
they just infiltrate next to whatever he's got. Choose to deploy
Yeah.
second, infiltrate everything on top of his army.
Oh, there's four turrets, and then there's two more turrets. Yeah.
The only thing
Yeah.
in your deployment zone is a Camille.
There's a Camille and a couple of Ghulams just kind of holding hands, waiting,
That's
hoping it
great.
all kind of ends.
Three Ghulams just holding hands with a Barid, being like, I need you to throw
There.
these pictures. I need you to throw these pictures. I need you to throw these
Go
pictures.
throw this in the room over there.
That's right. Go throw this in the
Why?
room over there, and then we can reload once off the Camille before it leaves.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah, he's gonna leave, so we gotta make sure that he gets out of here.
Do that
Oh,
reload now.
Fidaze are back. Oh, McMurrow's back. They failed their infiltration. Welcome
That's
aboard, guys.
right. Ah, tremendous. Well, I'm sorry Dan didn't make it in. He's MIA today, guys, but he will be at the next one, I hope. And we can hear about him planning out his carbonite list for carbonite plus, I guess, part three. And yeah, get us some more questions in the mailbag. Wish us luck at the big tournament. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Boom.